Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
You are listening to the 3 and D podcast. I'm your host, Justin Lewis. You can find me on Twitter at J_TimberFake_. You can find the podcast on Twitter at 3andDpod. As always, we are part of the Grizzly Bear Blues network of podcasts. You can find the Grizzly Bear Blues on Twitter at SBNGrizzlies and online at GrizzlyBearBlues.com. Make sure you check out our other podcasts, the Starting Five, the Core Four, and GBB Live.
You are listening to always, the 3 and D podcast. Not the golfer.
I am your host, Ben Hogan Lewis. You, sir? You can find me on Twitter at J_TimberFake.
How you doing, Justin?
Doing good. You can find man, the had a 4-day podcast weekend. On Twitter at 3 and D Pod.
Easter holiday.
As always, so we are
nice and refreshed.
Part of the Grizzly Bear Blues network of podcasts.
That's good. You can had a 4-day weekend as well.
Blues
just use some PTO.
SB and Grizzlies.
Get a few days off.
Make sure you check out our other podcasts.
I hear that.
Starting Five, D4, and GBB.
Let's talk about Philly cheesesteaks.
Joining me as always,
you get one
at Not the Golfer.
I didn't get one. Hogan, I don't think some of our players got one either.
All right,
this is got to be
doing good.
I want answers. 4-day
weekend.
Like, I want to know how this went down.
Because Dylan Brooks is on the post game,
nice and refreshed, and into another week
with a phenomenal game.
Had a 4-day weekend as well.
17 points with 3 missed shots. Great decision making.
Get a few days off.
And he flat out says on the interview,
"Yeah, I hear that.
I'm celebrating my first win in Philly."
Let's talk about Philly cheesesteaks.
And then the story comes out.
You get one.
That when he gets out of the shower,
I didn't get one. And I don't think some of our players.
And then
got
Grayson
one
Allen.
This is
got to
be second leading scorer in the game. At 15.
I want answers.
Like I want to know how this went
so
down.
Because
Dylan Brooks
this
is on the post game in an NBA locker room
with a phenomenal game from him.
Bad communication.
17 points. That's all 3 missed shots.
I can say.
Great decision making all night long.
I don't know.
Like, and he flat out says on the interview, "I'm celebrating my first win in Philly with a Philly cheesesteak."
Was there somebody that took more than one?
That when he gets out of the shower,
Valanciunas is extra hungry and
he took two? Or?
And then Grayson Allen.
That means like a kid brings cupcakes to the class for his birthday. There's 26 students.
He didn't get
one either. Kid brings 23.
So how does this
happen
in an NBA locker room?
You got to bring more. You got to order more.
Bad communication.
Like, you got to know.
That's all I can feed in grown men.
Like, even if some guy takes.
I don't know.
Two. Like, how do you order?
Who knows?
You got to order more. Less than
what's the job
what's
title?
Needed.
Who is the person responsible for
was
the
order?
Was
there somebody that took more than one?
Like, it was not Ross Wood.
Valanciunas is extra hungry and he took
two? I don't believe so. No, usually I think it's
like
the
kid brings cupcakes to the class for his birthday.
The
there's 26
home?
Students. Kid brings 20
in charge of it or in
like,
charge of catering.
What are you doing?
It's like that or what
kid,
the deal
you gotta,
is.
But
you got to bring more. You got to order more.
That would be something else.
You got to know. You're feeding grown men. Like, even if some guy takes. Two, if a minute.
Did you hear about the Philly announcers? Just
you got to
so
order more.
What's the
Dylan
job
Brooks?
Title? Who is the person responsible for the ordering of?
So there was
food.
A. It ain't. It's not Ross Wooden.
ESPN writer. That
I don't believe so. No, usually I
who
think
was
it's
freaking out of the fact that Ben Simmons was tasked with guarding
the home
Dylan Brooks. He didn't
team if they're
that.
In charge of it or in charge of catering or if it's like
Dylan
that or what the deal is. But
the 76ers announcers were just crapping on it.
That would be something else.
I'm like, Philadelphia.
If anybody's going to crap on him,
it's
going to
be
me.
Cheesesteaks. But he didn't deserve
I mean,
to
I
hear
here.
About the Philly.
I was wondering if he's
just
been reading your
dogging
tweets
Dylan Brooks
articles and stuff. No, and that's what they did to prepare for.
So there was a
game for Dylan Brooks.
An ESPN.
Well, what's nuts is
writer
last night I said something about him playing great,
and somebody tweeted
Ben
back
Simmons
at the main account.
I was like, wait, don't you hate
Dylan
him?
Brooks? He didn't understand.
I was
that.
Like,
and then apparently,
I can recognize
Dylan did
basketball.
I just think
it's 76ers announcers
somewhere on him.
You're trolling.
Like, look, if anybody's going to crap on
him,
it's going to be me.
But he didn't deserve that game.
I did get my trolls. I was wondering if he's just been reading. You know, introduce myself as the current leader.
And that's what they did to prepare for
fantasy basketball the game for Dylan Brooks challenge.
Well, what's nuts is he tweeted back last night a screenshot about him playing great.
And somebody tweeted back at the main account, like, reward or hate him
for inconsequential accomplishment.
I can recognize good basketball.
And so I responded back to him and I said, it's all because of my coaching sixth sense. No, it wasn't him. I did this for you.
No, I did give my troll a shout out though. You know, introduce myself as the
talking about
current
Dylan,
leader,
like in GBB fantasy basketball and
the bracket challenge.
Everything about last night was like
and
an alternate universe.
He tweeted back
deal
with
when it comes
a
to Dylan
screenshot
Brooks
from
Google
to me that said,
"I'm on the main account, just complimenting
reward
Dylan
or trophy
right,
for
inconsequential
having a mild
accomplishment
because of it,"
and then said, "Congrats."
But then Dylan,
and so I responded back to him and I
misses
said,
three shots.
It's all because of my coaching
the whole
sixth
night.
Sense. Sixth sense, I did this for
three
you.
Three great passes early to Valanciunas to get him going early in the game.
No.
And then gets a four-point play.
Talking about Dylan.
And
like,
it's just like
– it was some – all right.
Alternate, like, this is –
everything about last night was like an alternate universe.
His potential
deal when it comes
is,
to Dylan Brooks.
I'm okay with this.
Like, I'm on the main account just complimenting Dylan left and right.
And I know Parker's
far between
having a mild
times.
Heart
he's had a really good run 2 weeks.
But then Dylan,
except for the Minnesota game, which was
misses three
rough.
Shots.
The whole night,
but
if
we're
going to
have 2 weeks,
three great passes early,
he only has one bad game
going
in that 2 week stretch
early in the game.
Then I think
and
everybody
then
lives with
point
that,
play.
Including me,
yep.
The and biggest Dylan like, Brooks hater.
All right,
there is.
This is
I can
absolutely
to
live with
his
that
potential
and
his ceiling
going
is,
further than
I'm okay
living
with
it.
I want that. Like I want to see that going forward.
Like what would you take away
times?
From Dylan?
He's had a really good run 2 weeks.
He was great.
Game,
I mean,
it was rough.
It felt like kind of the opposite of the Minnesota game, whereas all the starters struggled
where
against Minnesota.
He only
Jonas had his way, but he was
in
foul trouble
stretch,
the whole night, so
then
he
I think
get
everybody
going,
lives with that.
And they couldn't
including me
him against Minnesota, whereas last night it's a balanced attack. Ja was crazy enough. Ja had the highest plus minus
going
for the Grizzlies, but you know when you look at his stats, 8 points, 10 assists, you're like. He didn't
going
really
forward.
Do much, but he did a good
like,
job.
What
orchestrating
would you take away
offense.
From Dylan last night?
And then the other four starters were all in double
he was
digits.
Great.
Kyle,
I mean,
that
was,
he's been
was,
struggling shooting.
It felt
the
like
ball
kind of the opposite
struggled
of the
again last
game,
night.
All starters struggled.
I thought it was a good.
Jonas had
his
job,
way,
but he was in foul trouble.
You know,
the
bench
whole night,
just
so really couldn't get
kept
going.
Things rolling,
and they couldn't.
It was
a nice win. It was good to see.
Whereas last night,
beat one
balanced attack
elite.
Ja
was
conference crazy enough. Ja had the highest plus minus. For the
so,
Grizzlies, but I know they didn't have. When you look at his stats,
still,
8 points, 10 assists, you're like,
we
didn't really do
Jaren.
Much, but he did a good job
orchestrating
the offense.
Joel. They were
7-3 four starters
in the 10 games
were all in double digits.
And
Kyle,
plus 7.9,
he's been struggling shooting the ball, and he struggled again
NBA
last night. But
so like, there's still.
I thought it was a good effort, good job by the starters.
Obviously, they
have bench just.
It's a different
things rolling.
Either close.
It was a nice win. It was good to see.
But.
Them
I don't
want to
hear that.
I need
to go back
conference.
To the Philly cheesesteak, though.
And beat them pretty good.
Do you
so,
eat ketchup with
have
a 12, Philly cheesesteak?
No.
Well,
I eat ketchup with a lot
Jaren.
Of things.
I don't
want to
hear
steak.
They didn't have Joel. They
that
were
is,
7-3
that,
in the 10 games without him.
That's
and
unacceptable,
we're right?
7.9,
like, Dylan just comes out and says that he eats ketchup.
Fifth in the NBA over that stretch.
So, like, there's still a great team without Joel Embiid.
Here's a question that I want
to obviously, if they have him,
you go to Philadelphia,
it's either closer win or a loss. But
I don't want to hear that.
I need to go back to
the
Philly
deep dish,
steak,
though. You know, style pizza. I remember when
do
we
you
New York
eat
City,
ketchup with a Philly cheese?
My mom
no.
had to stop and get.
I eat ketchup with a lot
dogs.
Of things, not a Philly cheesesteak.
Out of the hot
that
dog
is
stand.
that what if somebody
that's
were
unacceptable,
to
right?
Say,
like
ben,
Dylan just comes out and says that he eats
the
ketchup.
Staple.
He uses Memphis food that I have to try.
Doesn't make any sense. Here's a question that I wanted to go with that. Like,
I'm still rolling with barbecue.
Like, the food you got
to
try there.
Wings
is
running up
cheesesteak.
There. I'll be honest with you.
You
wings
Chicago,
make a strong case.
The deep dish
but,
or style
I mean, I know
pizza.
It's
I
all preference,
we
but
York
you go to
City.
Central, you can get some good barbecue and good wings.
My mom had to stop
yes,
and get one of those
good
corner
to
hot dogs.
To try out both.
And wings
the hot dog stand.
Is a perfect transition to
what if somebody were coming to
talk about
and said, Ben,
so what is
Morant,
like you said, was a plus 28 Memphis
food that I had to try.
And so if you're just a box score watcher, you're like, oh, God.
I'm still rolling
blah,
with
blah.
The barbecue.
Absolutely not.
Wings is
the
running
fact
up
that we
there.
Have
I'll be
a
honest with you. Wings is making
talent.
A strong case.
Yes,
but,
that doesn't have an ego.
I mean, I know it's all preference.
Have to go
but you go
and
to Central,
his,
you can
and
get
to
some
have
good barbecue and good
and
wings.
Do all that, and is
yes,
willing
a good place
and
to
very
go
happy
to try out both.
And
facilitate
to
his
team
when they have
a perfect transition.
Here's what's crazy. all four of the wing guys that are fighting
so
for rotation
Morant,
spots, like you
Milton
said,
was a plus 28 with 8 points and 10 assists.
Were 14
so
points
or
more.
If you're just a box score watcher, you're like, oh, that's, Jaws.
I don't think we've seen that
blah,
yet out of those
absolutely
four.
Not.
To have the scoring night,
the fact
that
we have
together.
A superstar
Grayson
talent
was
that doesn't have
fire
an ego
in the third quarter
and doesn't have to go and get his
is the reason
have
30
that
we were able
to
do all
the lead
that
in the
and
first half,
willing and very
Dylan
happy
was solid
to
throughout,
facilitate to his team when they
had
it going.
Because here's what's crazy:
half, and then in
all four
time,
of the wing guys that are fighting for rotation spots, Milton,
what the
Allen Brooks
is going to happen when Jaren
14 points or more,
and we
last night.
Are looking at a rotation.
I don't think we've seen that yet.
Well,
out of those
a
four,
fully healthy rotation
to have
those
scoring
well,
night that they
all
are
not
going to
see
them
because you got to
Grayson
having him before you exercise
on fire in the third quarter.
If
your
coach
Jenkins
is the reason that
four
we
wings
were able to
keep
the ball
lead
in
the
bucket,
first half,
three more efficiently
Dylan
than the fourth.
Throughout.
And
but
then
that fourth one
Bane
gives you a lot of
had his moments
in the
energy and
hustle.
Garbage time, he
quotation air marks.
Energy and hustle with Dylan Brooks
is going to happen when
if you've got good Dylan
and we.
Like we've had,
or looking
had
at a rotation
on this
with
a meteoric
rise,
fully healthy rotation.
On.
Winslow's back,
Grayson
as well.
Playing
we
the way
we're
he
not going to sit
and
in because
Bane
got to see what
you have in
he
him
does before you exercise his team.
Coach
option.
Ben Hogan, if you're
what are you
going to
do?
You've got four wings.
Well, no,
the ball
a lot of
the bucket,
talk was when they returned,
three more
it was
than the
pretty
fourth,
much kind of the.
But that
Grayson
fourth
Allen
gives you a lot
bench.
Of defense,
that was kind
and
of
energy and hustle.
Assumed
quotation air marks
there, but
energy and hustle
now,
with Dylan Brooks
with the way
if,
I
this,
mean,
if
Kyle,
you've got good Dylan
he's regressed a little
like we've had
and
you've got
to benefit
on this
with the way these guys have been
meteoric
shooting,
rise that he's on
I think Kyle might be the
Grayson
guy
playing
the
way he
find
is
the bench
and then Bane
when
Jaren
returns because you need
coach
way
Ben
Dylan's
Hogan,
playing he's going to start no
what are you
going to
do
and I just think
well no a lot of the
you need to have one of those
returned,
other guys
it was
pretty much
kind of
the as it is right now they have to be in the starting lineup
kind of the
and just the way they're playing, because
if you have all those guys, if you have Grayson, if
now,
you have
with the way
Desmond,
you
Kyle,
have
DeAnthony,
all coming off the bench
to benefit
their minutes are going to
be
way
cut
these guys
each
have
time,
shooting, and they're not going to be able to get
I think
to a
Kyle
rhythm.
Might be the guy.
That's what you want when
the
they find
the
bench.
Bench.
You want them to be
when
able
Jaren
to play
returns,
long enough because
getting
that rhythm and keep Wayne
Dylan's
going,
playing,
he's going to
start
instead of start,
and
stop,
try
and just all
those
guys
their
minutes.
You need
to
have one of
those
other guys.
I think you just
have
to start two of them
as it is
right
now,
and
they
have
to be
in
the starting lineup.
I think.
Or when Grayson's
just the way they're playing because
Desmond,
like
if you
don't
have
change that.
All those guys,
if you have
Kyle
Grayson,
comes off
the
if you
bench.
Have
Desmond,
yeah, so
you have DeAnthony all coming off
I
the bench,
last
their
week,
minutes are going to be cut each time,
looking at
and they're not going to be able to get into a rhythm.
Rotation,
and that's what
so
you want
I'm
with guys like that. You want
you know,
them to be
Grayson
able to play long enough,
DeAnthony
get in that rhythm,
and
keep
Desmond
it going
conversation.
Instead of start, stop, trying to get all those guys
the
their minutes
and
trying to figure that out.
And
I think you just have to start two of them,
and
that'd be Dylan and Grayson.
And the Grizzlies are better when Kyle plays
or when Grayson's out.
And it's really not that
like you don't change that.
And then I look at
Kyle comes off the bench
lineups with Kyle and Jaren.
Yeah, so.
And that's not a good combination.
I
either.
Wrote a piece last week.
Most of the time, Jaren and
looking
Kyle
at front
year,
court,
Jaren was
rotation,
at the five, and
so
I'm
excluding
at the four.
You know, Grayson
and DeAnthony.
There was one rotation
Desmond Bane
from
the conversation,
rotation
that was good. With
I'm
Kyle
looking
at the three.
Specifically at the
three.
I think
and
they had
four.
More to do with the other four guys
and
on the four.
What
everybody
so
already
Kyle
knows
himself.
Is that Kyle.
So the answer
the
is
are
not
better
Kyle
when Kyle
being
plays
a
three.
So he should not
and
remain
it's really
in the starting
not that
when Jaren returns. He definitely
then I looked
be relegated to a bench
lineups with Kyle
but
and
then
Jaren
how much
together.
Do you play him off the bench? If you
and
go
that's
with
not a good combination either.
Clark at the five.
But most
and
of the time
Kyle
Jaren
at the four,
and Kyle
played at the three.
Jaren
was
at the five.
Still
and
splitting
Clark
the
two
four,
guard
spot
between
three.
Milton and Bane.
There was
and
one rotation
Milton needs
of
more
a five
minutes.
Man rotation that was good
than he has
Kyle
been
at the three.
So
but
my
I think more to
suggestion
do with the other four guys on the floor
is actually Tyus
more
Jones.
So than Kyle.
They get cut.
So the answer is not
from the
Kyle
rotation.
Being a three
because so he should not remain
Milton
in the starting lineup when Jaren returns.
On his decision making,
but
if
he really gets
into a bench role.
And
but
Justin
then
Winslow
how much you play him off the bench?
Are in your second,
go with
unit.
Your second unit of
they can handle
Clark
the
playmaking
responsibilities.
And
I
then
mean,
Kyle
at
the
four, Winslow
was
a starting
three.
Point guard for the Miami
he's still
Heat
splitting
for half season when
the
Dragic
two
was out.
Guard spot
those two guys,
Milton
plus
and Bane,
Milton,
and
we all know
Milton
the ball
needs
more
four,
minutes.
I think
might
be
a better
right.
option because
so
Tyus
my
has
suggestion
struggled scoring
is actually Tyus Jones,
and he's not
they get
too
cut.
Great defensively himself
from the rotation.
So for me. This is a lazy
Milton
comparison
has improved
because they both went
to Duke.
But if Kyle Anderson,
but Grayson
and Justice
Winslow, JJ
Redick
are in your second unit,
where
they can handle
starter
the
in the first quarter.
I mean,
and then coming
Winslow
out of
was a starting point guard.
You don't get a whole lot out of
half
the second
quarter.
Drogic
he is
out.
Awful.
And
those two guys
in the second
quarter,
Melton
and
the
fourth quarter,
the ball at the
floor, they're a little bit better.
I think might
but
be a better
like,
option because
going
Tyus
forward
has struggled
Grayson might be
some
a
this year.
First quarter, third
he's
quarter
not
only
type
too
player
great defensively himself.
And then second, you
so for me,
sub him out
this is a lazy
first,
comparison
third,
because they both went to Duke.
But Banner Melton, but
Grayson
first,
has a little bit of JJ Redick.
Melton plays all the way up until the second. You know,
he's a great starter
half
in
the
first
quarter.
And the Desmond Bland,
and then coming out of half
the first half.
You don't get a whole lot out of him in the second quarter.
Melton's got to close for you
in the shooting percentage in the second quarter
most games.
And the fourth quarter,
if you're
going to
split
them
that way,
but I feel like
where you're
going to
keep
ties
in the rotation,
Grayson might be a
just plays two quarters,
the
only type player.
And the second
12 to 15 minutes,
so you sub him out at some point in the first,
because
and some point in the third for
that's what the numbers say.
Banner Melton, you know, Melton first.
We
and then Melton plays all the way up until the
analytics team.
You know, this is
the
kind of stuff they're looking
at.
And
the
Desmond Bain closes the first half.
You would hope that they would not put
in,
Kyle at the three.
Melton's got to close for
you.
You
would hope they would not put Winslow at the
most
four,
games
because he has not been good at the four.
If you're
going to
split him that way,
he has been much better at
keep
the three.
Ties in the rotation. I
and
think
so. Grayson just plays two quarters a night.
You've got to figure out where these guys 12
to 15 minutes.
I don't think you can go to a 10 man rotation and cut Bane out.
That's
what
the numbers
he's
say.
Proven to be valuable.
You know,
we
with
his playmaking,
his
ability
to score off
and his shot.
This is the kind of stuff they're looking at. And
if you're forcing me to a 10 man rotation, I'm bumping Tyus
out,
but
I get it
with
Kyle.
He is regressing.
You would hope they would not put Winslow at the four
because
he
has not been good at the four his entire career.
5-5 and 5.
He has been much better at the three,
whereas Tyus is
never
going to
give you that.
You've
got to figure out
would you ever cut
Tyus
out of the rotation?
I don't think you can go to a 10-man rotation and cut Bane out.
I don't know necessarily if they could actually cut him out of the rotation because
playmaking,
I mean, sometimes
score off the dribble,
you know,
and his shot.
Suppose Kyle or Justice.
But if you're forcing
you know,
me to a 10-man rotation,
with the point,
I'm bumping,
you know,
Tyus out. I mean, but I get it with Kyle; he is regressing.
Tyus is a true point guard.
He's falling back to earth,
and
but he still
I think it's difficult
that,
to go ahead and
five,
cut him out of the rotation. I mean, he's the best point,
night,
best backup
Tyus
point
is
guard.
Never going to give you
this season.
I don't know.
And it's strange to say
Tyus out of the rotation.
Cut him out of the rotation. But, I mean, even with the
I don't know necessarily if
back to backs, a lot of these
back to backs coming
up. I mean, sometimes
you,
you know,
may be going
suppose
with
Kyle or
Justice,
and you
know,
they
struggle
keep with the point.
Tyus,
you
in
know,
there.
I don't I mean, know. I mean, you may just have to do that.
Tyus is a true
legs.
Point guard.
And I'm going to tell you what's going
to
happen.
I think it's difficult to go ahead and cut him out of the
rotation.
I mean,
week.
He's best point, best
he's
backup point guard.
13 man rotation.
The Grizzlies have had.
You're going to see Tillman.
It's strange to say cut him out of the rotation. But
I think
I mean,
he's
going
to go deep
with
into the bench. You're going
to
see Grizzlies Twitter
back to backs. A lot of
you know,
these back to backs coming up
over so and so tonight.
You may be going with the 11-man
rotation. How many games they have,
and you just keep
coming up in the second
Tyus
half.
Tyus in there. I don't know.
Schedule. So
I mean, you may just have to do that.
All
keep
this
fresh
rotation
legs.
Talk may just.
I'm
going to
tell you what's
going to
happen
point
because
these weeks
the circumstance
we have coming up. Where
there's 4 to 5 games.
He may have to go 12 to 13.
He's
going to
have a 12 to 13
keep guys
fresh and
healthy. Tillman, you're going
to
see Conchar.
Or we may just
see
certain guys benched.
He,
I mean,
I think he's going to go
Anthony's
deep
out
into
tomorrow
the
night.
You're going
to
see
tonight,
Grizzlies Twitter over
listening to the podcast.
You know,
he's
playing
out.
Over
a little soreness,
tonight.
But I mean, I don't think it's anything
forgetting
to worry about. But it's going to be just a
game
of rest. You know, they may
the
be doing that often
of the schedule, so
because they are able to.
All this rotation talk may
they have the
honestly,
depth
be a
to do that
because
to keep
the circumstances
guys fresh.
Of the
and Jaren Jackson's going to have the freshest of fresh legs when he comes back
guys
for the Grizzlies at the end of the
forward.
Month, which I'm assuming it's the end of the month. I mean,
or we may just see
we're guessing 3 weeks
benched.
From today.
I mean,
Anthony's out tomorrow night or tonight.
And that's what I
listening
guess.
To the podcast. He's out
3 weeks from today. So
a little soreness, but I mean, out
Monday night.
3 weeks from
Monday night.
But it's going to be just a game to rest. You know, they may be doing that
so
often.
That could
because
be a possibility
they are
as well.
Able to.
And speaking of rest,
have
I brought this up in my report card.
That,
I want
to
talk about it because I know you
guys
said
fresh. And
with John Morant,
Jaren Jackson's
going to
have the freshest
dressing. Fresh
I do
legs.
Think
when
it's a possibility
back,
that he is getting
or the Grizzlies
tired
at the
times.
End of the month, which I'm assuming
there are games
the month,
in which
I mean,
he just looks.
We're guessing 3 weeks
or
from
he
today.
He looks a little slower
is
than
that
normal,
what it is?
But he's able when he's 6. He turned it on against Utah.
So 3 weeks from today.
He's coming back Monday night. 3 weeks from Monday night.
Stuffing the stat box. I know it's not everything to look at. But there are times in which it looks
so,
like Jaws disinterested.
That possibility
I think
as
that
well.
Might be because.
And speaking of rest, I brought this
was
up
a rookie last
card.
Year.
I wanted to talk
last
about
last
year
was
I know
crazy.
You said
you
John Morant
long break in between,
not regressing.
You haven't
I do
gone
think
through
it's
a
possibility
full
that he is
grind of an NBA
tired
season
at times.
Yet.
This is the first time that Jaws seen that
just looks disinterested.
Seeing it, or
and
he looks
this
a little
is even more of a grind than
a regular.
He turned it on against Utah because of how they're
so
compact. Condensed,
so and especially in the second half,
stuffing
the Grizzlies,
stat box.
Like,
I know that's not
you're not getting
2 days
off,
but there are times in which it looks like Jaws disinterested, and I
you're
think
having more
be
back to backs in 2 days. Like
he was a rookie last
off.
Year,
you're not getting
last year was
anymore.
Crazy
and
long break in between.
I think he's fine.
I'm not
going
like really that worried about it. I'm just saying that it's possible.
This is the first time that Jaws seen
he could be getting a little
seen it.
NBA season could be
this is even more of a grind than a regular 82 game season.
You know,
because of how they're so compact.
You know, he's 31 minutes
and especially
game.
In the second half for the Grizzlies, it's like you're not getting 2 days off in between games.
Point guard position in the NBA is very talented.
You're having more back to backs and 2 days off, like back to back days off. You're not getting that.
Throwing really good defenders at him, he's having to work hard. Every night.
I think he's fine. You know, I'm not like really that worried about it. Like I'm just saying that it's possible that
the Sixers where
he could be getting a little like, NBA season could be catching up here. To him just a little bit.
I can find my rest on the floor.
And, you know, he may recognize
I think
that
the best thing going forward.
He's 31 minutes
in
game.
Continue to have some not close games in the fourth, and we can limit his minutes going forward because
talented. So he's going
31 minutes for a guy that is a downhill player,
throwing really good defenders out,
constantly taking contact at the rim
every night,
beat up as much as he does.
He may be just seeing a game like
last night
going forward is better.
You're right.
Sixers where
he's not
guys have it, and he's like
full season yet.
I can cruise here.
He had 60 something games last year.
I can find my rest
and break
in between.
I think the best thing going forward is if
we'll see.
I'm
not worried.
Not close games in the fourth.
No,
and we can
I just need some
his minutes.
Keep an eye out on maybe even
31
if
minutes.
If he gets a rest, like if they bench him and rest him
player,
for a game, it's I don't think there's any reason
taking
to worry
contact
at all.
At the rim,
there's a 0% chance that Ja lets them.
The more rest we can get him.
Sit him.
I know
going forward is better. You're right.
I know, but I'm just saying like
had. A full season.
If it happens,
yet. You know, he had 60 something games.
I just don't think it's anything to worry about. It's just something that I've kind of noticed. But
we'll see.
I'm not too worried about it. I just something that I threw out there. I just need something
got a little feedback.
Keep an eye out on maybe even
interesting to look at.
If he gets a rest,
yeah,
like if they bench him or rest him for a game, it's I don't think there's any reason to worry.
I just noticed it.
There's a 0% chance that Ja lets them.
That's something I'm gonna
sit here.
I know
too as a season.
I know. I'm just saying like
feedback.
If it happens,
before the
76ers, I just don't think it's anything to worry about. It's just something that I've kind of noticed.
Asking when Jaren returns,
I'm not too worried about it.
When I first touched
it out,
I put who should start
there.
At the two guard.
I actually got a little feedback on the report
who should be the
primary look at and keep an
two
eye
guard
on.
And primary three guard.
I'm not worried at all.
I think I'm with Parker Fleming on the fact that
I just noticed it.
Who starts doesn't matter as much as who closes.
Yeah.
Who gets
that's
the bulk of
minutes.
I'll watch too.
If Grayson
goes,
is
speaking of
is
feedback,
a dynamic scorer out of the box, out of the gate,
like
before
a JJ Redick is,
game,
he
put a
poll
start.
On GB's.
Let's get those minutes out of him.
Asking when Jaren returns
the ball well.
And when I first touched it out, I put who should start at
the
two guard.
Polls,
and I deleted it and changed to who should be the
everybody
primary.
Everybody was – it was pretty heavy favorite that Anthony Melton was the
I think
the
I'm with Parker
Fleming
on the fact
guard.
That
who
but
starts
doesn't matter as much
and
as who closes.
That people
who
aren't as nerdy about stats as I am.
No.
Is that
if,
the
if
people
Grayson
voted
is,
for Kyle Anderson to be the
primary
scorer
three.
Out of the box, out of the gate, like a J.J. Redick is, then he
should
I
voted
start.
Personally for Dylan
and
Brooks.
Let's get
Shocker,
those minutes out of him where he's
but
he's
I voted for Dylan to be the primary
well.
Three when Jaren
so
returns.
The polls,
results,
Melton and
everybody
Brooks
was
minutes together.
It was a pretty heavy
good.
Favorite that D'Anthony Melton was.
And then there's
the vote for
had,
primary
just
two
think
guard.
About the defensive versatility
but
of a lineup
was interesting,
between
and tells me
Melton,
people aren't as nerdy about
Brooks,
stats as I am.
Jaren and Clark
is that
the
people voted for Kyle Anderson.
That is
to be the
fantastic.
Primary three.
So
I voted personally
the
for
fans,
Dylan Brooks.
Shocker. I know.
I guess they love what Kyle's done.
But
you know,
I voted
we
for
were singing
Dylan
his praises
primary
early
on
that he was the
when
you know,
Jaren
returns,
you know, conversation for
just because
most improved this
Melton
year
and
the
Brooks
NBA,
minutes together are very good.
But do you think
and then there's that D'Anthony Melton
just think about the defensive versatility
more,
of a lineup between if you had Melton
to build on or
more
Brooks,
to stand on
Jaren
for
NBA
Clark
is most improved than Kyle Anderson.
That is fantastic. So
I don't know if D'Anthony's played enough minutes
fans,
for people to pay attention.
I guess they love what Kyle.
I mean, there were
done.
Games early on in the
you know,
season.
We were singing his praises,
which he was getting DMP coach's decision.
You know, he should be in the kids.
And I just
you know,
think
conversation
that
for
and, which,
most improved.
You know, we agree that that was probably the wrong call.
But do you think?
But I think
that
we would have to.
Melton
we have to wait a couple more weeks before we throw his name in that conversation
to build
whereas
on.
I think
or more
he's
to stand
yes.
on for NBA's most
short answer. Yes,
Anderson.
But I just think that. Taking a step back, and
I don't know if
the league is
D'Anthony's
a whole, I don't know if he's played enough to pay attention. To people's attention. I mean, there were games early
on
in the season.
So he's only played 696
in which he was
minutes,
getting DMP
so like
coach's decision.
Game.
And I just think that, which you know, we
right.
we agree that that was probably the wrong call.
Melton, which is a,
but
which
I think
is a crime.
we have to wait a couple
he is,
more weeks.
He's the reason we won last night, in my opinion.
In that conversation,
when he came in the game,
I think he's yes,
and was doing what he was doing.
Short answer, yes,
and allowed us to keep the lead.
But I just think that. Taking a
think if
step back and looking at
the
league as a whole,
had,
I don't know if he's played
run.
Enough.
to catch people's attention.
And if not taking the lead,
yeah, so he's only played 696 minutes.
That chase down block from behind that he had, he just kept knocking down threes.
You're quite right.
This is how I know that he's improved as a shooter enough and that it's legit.
Which is
there's an inbound play where he curled around to the
corner. He's the reason we won last night.
And he just caught it and shot it.
When he came in the game,
and it wasn't a straight up stance
doing what
shot,
he was doing,
it allowed us a different kind of shot into the half.
He didn't shoot a whole lot of corner threes.
I think
a lot of
he didn't have
left
the
wing right
hand.
He loves the top of the run. Three.
He knocked down that corner,
taking the lead,
falling
been a lot
the baseline.
Nothing but net.
That chase down block from behind that he had.
I know some people are worried about
just kept knocking down threes
for him.
Yeah,
this is how I know that he's improved
43-45%
and that
it's legit.
There's an inbound play
like Joe Harris
where he curled around to the corner.
And he just caught it and shot
his hitch, and his shot is truly gone.
And it wasn't a straight up
standstill
shot.
Permanent 40%
shooter, a different kind
of
shot.
He didn't shoot
a
whole lot
of
corner threes.
He's a lot.
He's more valuable
left wing, right wing,
and he loves the top.
A lot of
the three.
He knocked down that corner, falling towards the baseline.
Bradley,
nothing but net.
That stroke
is
kind of guys,
legit.
Milton,
I know some people are worried about
him,
you know,
with
regression
for him. Yeah, there's going to be regression.
And I think that also the Minnesota game, he's the reason they won because Minnesota got up.
Like Joe Harris can do it for an entire
quarter.
Season.
Josh scored, I think, the next 3 points. But after that, the Grizzlies did
gone.
Go on a 35-9
run.
D'Anthony hit four threes during that span.
On top of what he does on defense.
He was
he's more valuable.
I mean, he was on fire. He was anytime it was
been a lot
now,
of
it's,
the 3-and-D players in the league.
It's rare that
that's
Grizzly
Bradley,
player anytime
Marcus
he throws
Smart,
up a shot,
those kind of
from
guys,
deep,
Milton
you think it's
immediately
going
goes above them with his shooting ability.
You've I mean, it's hardly.
And I think that
fact,
also,
and also
Minnesota game
on that note,
they won because
I
Minnesota got
everybody
up,
point
buy
in
into
the.
It's not who
Josh scored.
Finishes,
I think the next
because
that
Tony Allen
after that, the Grizzlies
did go on a 35-9 run.
Like the Grizzlies needed
four threes
in the starting lineup. They had no. I mean.
Conley
he
was fine.
I mean, he was on fire.
But
he was
come
on.
I thought Courtney was a starter for them.
I thought he felt,
it's rare
I felt that
like he needed to start.
Grizzly
Tony
player,
Allen
anytime he throws up a shot,
but,
you know, from
deep,
the grind father,
you think it's
Tony
going.
Allen.
Yep.
Everybody,
yep.
You've
I
mixed like
mean,
the five
hardly,
best players or the five
fact,
players
and also,
that start every game.
On that note,
it's just not true.
I wish everybody
James Harden was coming
in
into
the
it's not who
Tyus Cephalosius
because that Tony Allen
court
doesn't always
crap.
Work out that way.
Back in the day,
most often,
like
the
Grizzlies
the
needed Courtney
the
Lee in
the
starting lineup. They had
fourth.
No, I mean, Conley was fine.
So
I mean, I love a Lou
Williams. I thought Jamal Crawford,
you know, those guys.
I thought he felt like he needed to start.
Those are the guys that I
won't
finish
off my bench.
But
you're never
you
thinking
know,
about starting
the grindfather.
It's Tony
I mean, you can, but
everybody
there's so much more value.
It's like the five best players are the five players that start.
A lot of points,
that's just not
in a short amount of time.
James Harden was coming in.
And I don't
the most Tyus Cephalosius.
I don't think Milton's ever going to be
it doesn't always
guy.
Work out
the,
that
the
way.
Lou
and
the
most often, the
Jamal
of the year,
it would be nice to have that kind of
player.
He's probably third or fourth.
I think him with his
I mean, I'd love a Lou Williams,
and then if he can
Jamal Crawford, you know, those guys.
Like, game,
you see those guys, you're like,
that's
those are the guys that I want coming off my bench.
The tools that
you're never thinking about
starter,
starting them.
He could score 18
I mean, you can,
to 20
but
points
they're so much more valuable coming off the bench because
legitimately
they
who he is.
A lot of points
not,
in a short amount
not
of time.
The opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
And
the most.
Yeah, I don't think Milton's ever going to be that guy, the Lou or the Jamal,
I don't know if
even though
it would be nice
Taylor
to have
Jenkins
that kind of player,
see what everybody else sees in Milton,
him with his
or
his
defensive
practice,
impact.
And
this is
a real thing,
and I've noticed
game,
it as a coach myself
that
you got
that's
some guys in practice
showing
that just don't perform
the tools that
like,
if he
were
a starter,
he
I mean,
could
I had a kid this
18,
year that did 20 points.
I wanted
a game.
To just kick off the team every day,
legitimately, who
couldn't take it serious.
Just not
he was always
the opportunity to do it.
But let me tell
for
you,
whatever
something.
Reason
yeah. He got in the game to do with the game,
very
he was a totally different kid.
The
and
he I don't
went
know if
from
one of those
we were talking
Jenkins
about cutting him
and see what everybody
as a
else sees in Milton
this year to
or
in JV season
maybe.
Was over.
And this is a real thing,
Jersey.
And I've noticed it as a coach myself,
he earned it.
Is you got some guys
in
practice?
Games, so I don't know if that's
just
the case
where.
Like
maybe
in
practice,
Milton.
I mean, I had a kid this year that
dude didn't have the same.
I wanted
focus
to
or
just kick off the team every day in practice.
Like he couldn't take it serious
that much.
He was always goofing around.
I don't know.
But let me tell you something.
I do think that Milton,
when he got in the game to do with the game,
he's
a totally
19
different
right now.
Kid.
I think he should have 25.
And he went from we
yeah,
were talking about
and some of those games are which you know other guys were out. So
this
yeah,
year to when JV season
he's
was
not
open,
getting that
over,
regularly when everybody's
jersey.
Healthy. He's getting probably like 15 minutes a game
by his play
when everybody's healthy.
So I don't know if that's just the case where
and we gave
maybe
up
Javon
practice
Carter
Milton
for
isn't the same dude. Didn't have the same focus.
I mean, Javon Carter's fine.
They just
NBA player.
I like
good rotation
that much. And
yeah. He's fine. It's not D'Anthony Melton.
I do
think I'll tell D'Anthony Melton 20, every time.
Minutes of game. He's at 19
me.
Right now.
But Carter's
I think
fine.
He should have 25.
But
I was a fan of
and
Carter.
And some of those games in which, you know, other guys D'Anthony were out,
Melton
so he had
is,
to play more.
What,
he's
is
not
he,
getting that regularly when everybody's
he a top
healthy.
Player
he's getting probably like 15 minutes a game when everybody's healthy, besides Jared.
And we gave up Javon Carter for him.
I could, yeah. I mean, we got what? I mean, Javon Carter's
John
fine.
Jaren, fine NBA player.
I like
good
him.
Rotation. Yeah. Jonas. I mean, he's not D'Anthony Melton.
No.
I'll take D'Anthony Melton. Jonas every time there, if you ask
he
me.
To, he had to be yeah. five.
But Carter's fine. But so you put
I was
Clark
a fan of Carter,
in front of
but D'Anthony Melton Dylan. Is what is he? Is he a top five
You're
player?
Setting me team? Up.
So yeah, or you put D'Anthony in front of Dylan. I could, I think that.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
we got
the best
what?
Wing player. I think D'Anthony
John
is
Jaren,
the best wing player. We
two.
Have. Brandon.
Well, if, in your case, then Jonas. Would have to be the best player, I think. I think he's. I mean, that Jonas
had,
is up there.
He had
yeah.
to, he had to be five. Have,
yeah.
And he's, and I
so
think
you
he's
put
a,
Clark
a core
in front
piece
of
that you keep around going forward too. Like
Dylan,
I don't think this is somebody that you let go, that you trade off.
You're setting
I,
me
unless
up.
The Wizards come knocking.
So
you know,
yeah,
hey Bradley Beal,
and put D'Anthony
in
front of
Melton
Dylan.
In that package. Then I probably got to do.
Yeah,
it.
He's the best wing player.
But I think D'Anthony is.
If
the best
you ain't
wing
getting that
we
kind
have.
Of return,
well, if, in your case,
you found a guy who can.
I think he's. I mean, that
be the Tony Allen to the other three greats.
And he's
on the
and
roster.
I think he's a core now, piece that you keep.
We don't
around
have that
going
third
too.
Great. Like, I don't think it's somebody that
you
let you
know,
go.
We don't have the
that you trade off
the Z-Bo to
unless Mark and Mike,
the Wizards come knocking.
Z-Bo was better than
you know,
Mark.
Hey, Bradley Beal,
we won't
melt
all
that package.
Then,
but
I'm Team
Z-Bo,
so that's right.
If you ain't getting that kind of,
that's the way Z-Bo dominated. I mean, I get
you found a guy who can.
I get both arguments.
Yeah, I don't think either argument's wrong.
Tony Allen,
they're
you know
the
they're
three greats.
They're 1A, 1B, and 1C
on the roster.
Honestly,
the three of them,
and then Tony
don't have that third
and four
great.
And I don't think Tony would argue that.
But his impact
don't have
was,
the you know
the Z-Bo to
necessary.
The. And I think Melton's impact
Mark and
is
Mike.
Necessary.
Some people argue that
Z-Bo
was
better than
Mark.
Brevin Knight nailed it with his
I'm
nickname,
team,
Mr. Deuce on that one.
Always,
but
I'm Team
Z-Bo,
so that's fair.
Something making positive plays.
That's the way Z-Bo dominates.
Sucks.
I mean, I get both.
The next
I get
game.
Both arguments.
Yeah, I don't think either argument's
see,
wrong.
Coming up,
they're
1A, 1B, and 1C.
The Heat,
honestly, the three of
tonight,
and then Tony
podcast
coming at
today.
Four. And I don't think Tony would argue that. But his impact
the Heat on the
was,
road,
you know,
and then they're at the
fourth place.
And I think
Melton's
East,
impact
Atlanta
is necessary
Hawks.
For what he does.
And then
Brevin Knight nailed it with his nickname.
Surprisingly good.
Something. New York
He's
Knicks
always
on Friday
involved. In
and then they've got the Pacers
positive plays
Sunday.
It sucks he's
going to
be
follow
out.
Them
against the Bulls
the next game
on Monday. So it's a 5-game week.
What are you looking
for
this week?
They've got with, I mean.
The Heat,
every team that you're
tonight
facing
is
in the playoff hunt
in the East.
I think you got to go 3-2
at
and
least.
Then at
minimum.
The fourth
3-2 place in the East.
Stay above
the
Hawks.
And then
yeah.
the
surprisingly the Knicks
good
are going to be
York
tough.
Knicks
I mean, the
on Friday.
All these
and
games
then
are going to be
got
tough.
The Pacers on Sunday.
I think if you're
going to
stay the
Bulls
course and keep
on Monday, so
keeping contention in the West,
what
you got to go
3-2.
You got to win the games against the Eastern Conference.
Every team that
you're
quick, facing is in the playoff.
You consider
the
Hawks a rival. I think you got to go 3-2.
This is the rivalry
East,
game
minimum.
Against Atlanta.
3-2.
I think this is your
stay
Eastern
above rival for sure.
Yeah, I can see that. The Knicks are going to be tough. I mean, the Pacers. I think it's just a
all these games are going to be tough.
Rivalry.
It's Trae Young.
I think if you're going to,
I guess,
yeah, it's Trae Young.
Course, and
the,
keep,
you know,
they're close
proximity.
The West,
you got to go
3-2.
As close,
you
got to win the games
guess,
against the Eastern Conference.
Memphis.
And real quick,
you
consider the Hawks.
I mean, them
a rival.
And New Orleans are probably about the same.
Is this a rivalry game?
So I get it. That, but
I
just
think
it's manufactured.
Eastern Conference rival for sure.
Rivalry with,
yeah,
I can see. I guess it's the Bally Sports South. Rivalry or whatever.
I think it's just a manufacturer.
Whatever it's called now.
It
rivalry.
Yeah, let's not get
it's
me started
Young.
On Bally Sports.
I get. Yeah, it's Trae Young. It's
are you able to watch the Grizzlies games?
You know,
I've heard some
close proximity,
can.
I guess.
Yeah, I got the Fox Sports Go
as
app,
close,
still
they're the closest
for me.
Team, I guess, to
okay.
Memphis. Because yesterday on my info, it said Atlanta Hawks game.
Yeah,
when I watched it.
I
know,
mean, them in New Orleans.
First thing I hear is
same.
Pete Pranica's voice. So I'm like, okay.
So I get it.
I got the Grizzlies.
I just
think it's a manufactured rivalry.
In this Hawks
game, you know, I guess it's the Bally Sports South. Rivalry or whatever it's called now.
Yeah, let's not get me started
on
Bally Sports.
Dylan on him?
No, I want Grayson.
Are you able
Grayson
to watch the Grizzlies games? I've heard
Dylan
some
would.
People can't.
Yeah,
probably
I got
so.
The Fox Sports Go app, and it's
and Grayson's less
like the
least likely to foul.
Okay,
because well.
Yesterday on my info it said Atlanta Hawks game. That is,
that is
it,
true.
You know, first thing I hear is Pete Pranica's voice.
The Pacers
so I'm like,
are,
okay.
the, are one of, is that team that's just like
it's just.
Did they not like
look in this
Hawks
game
last time? I want Grayson Allen to guard Trae Young from the jump. Yeah, they beat us by
bonus on a triple. Yes. You don't want some bonus Dylan on them?
Double in that game?
No, I want Grayson because that's 134-16
more than Dylan would.
Probably so.
And Grayson's the least likely to
the
foul.
The Pacers are as well.
Like, you look at the record and you're like, oh, the Grizzlies should win that one.
That is true.
So
the Pacers are the team that their record is the way it is.
Like, beat the Braves. Like, that's not last one time. Where I'm schedule watching. I'm like, oh, we got that one. They have a lot of talent on that roster.
It's a bonus of a triple-double in that game.
The new look Bulls
is 134-16.
That's 7 or 8 games now that they're going to have under their belt with the new rotation they have going.
The Pacers are like, they want to keep trying Lauri Markkanen as a three.
Oh, the Grizzlies should win that one because that's a terrible decision.
But they're you just look at that roster and it doesn't make sense.
Valanciunas
that their record is the way that it is.
Career day.
So like that's not
rebounding for the Grizzlies against Vucevic. Like,
oh, we got that
in Orlando 2 years ago.
That's going to be a tough game.
That's a matchup that they have a lot of talent on that roster.
While Vuce can't shoot the three,
the new look Bulls,
Valanciunas, that's going to be able to handle him.
7 or 8 games now.
I look at that roster belt, like the new rotation they have going.
Julius Randle is
a handful.
If they
want to keep trying Lauri Markkanen at the three, the Duke, I think we got a good chance
flat out
because
score.
That's a terrible
decision. That's
going to
be a tough guard for Kyle.
But
you know, Valanciunas,
I look at
his
this,
career
this
day,
5-game stretch,
rebounding for the Grizzlies against Vucevic.
And I could see a scenario where the Grizzlies go
5-0. So
that's a matchup that I think we
like
on
that.
5
winnable games.
While
Vuce
can't shoot
them back-to-backs, you're just kind of like
Valanciunas is going to be able to handle him.
They're going
to
drop
Knicks,
a couple.
You know, I look at that roster.
And
I'm
one
like,
of the middle
should beat this roster.
Is Indiana.
Julius Randle is a handful.
Which, as you pointed out,
the Duke can flat out score. So that's going to be
Grizzlies
a tough guard.
Pretty easily last time.
For
Sabonis and Brogdon. They're nursing injuries. They may play. They may not. Sabonis didn't have
this,
the triple double. I just
looked,
but he did have 32 and.
And I could see a scenario where the Grizzlies go 5-0.
32-13.
Like,
they're still,
5 winnable
like
games, but the fact
just,
that two
just
of them are back-to-backs, you're just kind of like
Grizzlies. And
they're going to drop a couple.
That can't happen. And the one in the middle, they expect to win this one, which, as you pointed out,
like,
I mean,
Kyle Anderson can't guard Sabonis.
Handled the Grizzlies pretty easily last time. I mean, Sabonis and Brogdon,
they're
nursing injuries. They may play, they may not.
Sabonis
didn't have the triple-double. I just looked, but he did have 32 and –
You don't understand
16,
the philosophy
I
of not changing your starting lineup
32
to,
and
know,
13.
Match what the other team's doing
still,
because
like that's
normally
just,
if
he just
it's
dominated
a mismatch for you. It's
Grizzlies.
Typically going to be a mismatch
and,
on the other end. But I don't think Kyle Anderson
that can't happen.
Sabonis. I think Sabonis can probably guard.
Well,
who's
they expect
Anderson
to win this
pretty decently because
that's the thing,
Kyle,
like,
Anderson.
Kyle Anderson can't guard slow. Sabonis.
Yeah. No. Well, look at it this way.
You won't,
like the
you
last time these
Jaren
two teams played,
back,
Jonas did
start,
not
like,
play.
Clark
they started
Tillman,
Tillman Clark, and Anderson in the front court.
I understand the philosophy of not changing your starting lineup
so
to
a
know,
different
match
story.
What the other team's doing because
normally
right, if it's a mismatch
matters.
For you, it's typically going to be a mismatch on the other end. But I don't think Kyle Anderson's a mismatch
so
for Sabonis.
Jimmy Butler
I think Sabonis
back.
Can probably guard Kyle Anderson pretty decently because Kyle Anderson slow. Looking that up.
Yeah.
You mentioned before we got on here.
Like the last time these two teams
the
played,
Grizzlies might miss
Jonas
John
did
Collins.
Not play. They
that
started
big
Tillman,
help,
Clark, and Anderson
Frank
in the front
been
court.
Looking pretty decent lately, and the team's looking better overall
so
after getting rid of
different story.
Pierce. So
yeah.
They're not going to be
all right. Well, that context matters.
An easy win by any means.
Yeah. More important question
so
is
Jimmy
Andre
Butler
Iguodala back?
Back. You know that man is going to avoid Dylan Brooks.
You know, avoid the Grizzlies
looking that
the rest
up.
Of his career.
You mentioned before we got on here
the injury
the
report that
John
I see
Collins
as of today
that would be
a big help,
but
Capella's
KZ
looking pretty
Apollo,
decent lately, and the team's looking
and
better.
Gabe
Vincent is getting rid of
so Iguodala should
Pierce,
be healthy,
and
so they're not going to be
Butler should be healthy.
So it's
an
gonna
easy
be a fully
win
healthy.
By any means.
Teams,
more important question is Andre Iguodala
the
back
with their added addition,
you know that man
big time
avoid Dylan Brooks
addition of Bielitsa.
Grizzlies
replacing
the rest of his career.
Kelly Olynyk, who absolutely dominated us.
The in injury report that I see as of today for the Heat
that
is
Oladipo, Butler, one,
KZ,
Anpala,
and whoever
the good
Vincent
combo
is.
For them.
So Iguodala should be healthy.
But we got the wing
and
depth matching
anybody should be healthy. So
it's
going to be a
fully
it's all
going
to come down to.
I think what a lot of it comes down to for us is
for the Heat
with Jaw's ability to defend
added addition,
big time
John Jonas
being able to defend.
the pick and roll, replacing because when people when teams send those two in the pick and roll,
who absolutely dominated us.
And so Houston, if Dragic or Depot or Butler or
Oladipo, Butler one two punches
taking Jaw into a
I think it's a good pick and roll with
Bam Adebayo.
But we got the wing depth to match anybody.
That's where it's going to be tough. But
it's all going to come down to
Heat earlier.
I think
season,
what a lot of it comes down to for us.
No reason we can't do it again, except the
Jaw's ability to defend,
and then Jaw and Jonas being able to defend. The pick and roll.
And then as we speak, because when people when the teams Nets send those two in the pick Knicks and roll, by two,
it's rough. And so if Dragic
it took 40 points from Kyrie
Depot
to put
or
away
Butler
the
or Tyler Hero,
I cannot believe
it. Harden left the game
taking Jaw into a
so
pick and
it was
roll
just basically Kyrie. Jeff Green was their second leading scorer.
That's where it's
going to
be tough.
But no,
we beat
I mean,
the
Harden
early
left after 4 minutes
so
to play. Durant did not
can't
play
do it
still,
except the fact that it's on the road. But
take that for what you will.
But so the
and then
Knicks
as we
lose
speak,
by two to the Nets, but then
the Nets just beat the Knicks
the
by two.
Too. Like,
and
they
it took 40
Bucks,
points from Kyrie to put
later,
away the Knicks.
I cannot
they
believe
Harden left
the
game.
The T-Wolves, who's like
so
the worst team
it was just
NBA.
Basically Kyrie.
They go turn around the next
Jeff
week,
Green was their second leading scorer. Aldridge played.
This is by 44.
No,
so
I mean Harden left after 4 minutes play.
That is up
Durant did not play. Still, I think Julius Randle is. You can. I think
I
you take that for what you will.
Top
10 MVP voting?
But
the,
so
I would go
Knicks
ahead and say that. He had triple-doubles
to Nets,
tonight.
But then
I mean, he's
definitely top 10. Too. Like,
I'm not throwing his name in
the
there
Bucks,
as the MVP,
later,
but I do think that he deserves a little recognition
the T-Wolves, who's
for what
like
he's put together this year
NBA.
Under
but 10. Then they go turn around the next week and beat
the – he got that recognition by being named the All-Star game.
So they seem very much a young team
that
is up and down,
well deserved.
So
I think Julius Randle is
– bet the bear for these five games?
I think he's probably top 10 in the
Let me look at this real quick.
I would go ahead and say
yep.
that. He had triple doubles. Miami.
I mean,
he's playing at
he's
Miami.
Definitely top
10. Miami's 26 and 24 on the season.
I'm not throwing his name in there.
10,
is the MVP
against the spread.
10-15
and that he
one,
deserves a little recognition.
Over
what he's
under
put together this year. Under 10
and
27.
Yeah. And he
against
got
the
that
spread,
by
they have
the
won
All-Star game,
four in a row.
For sure.
So keep that in mind when you're yes, betting on Miami.
You got some bet the bear for
and then
five
Atlanta.
Games.
They're in Atlanta.
Let me look at this.
26
quick.
And 24
yep.
on the season.
Miami.
12 and 9
at
home. At
Miami.
Miami's
26
and 24 on the season.
Over under.
At
they're
25
they're
10 and 25.
They have won three.
Against the spread. 10, 15 and 1.
Against the spread.
Over under.
Travel to New York Friday night.
27.
The Knicks just
against the
lost,
spread.
So now
they
have
won
24
in a row.
5 and 20.
So keep that in mind when you're a. Yes, betting on Miami.
They're 13-10
and
1
Atlanta. They're in Atlanta.
Over under. They're
19-24 on the season.
They go under a lot.
12-9 at
home.
So
keep that in mind. They go.
The total has gone under
in
five.
Over under. They're
25-25.
They have won three.
Yeah.
Against the
spread.
That's something
to keep an eye on.
You travel to New York Friday night.
The Pacers game.
Knicks just
let me get back to that.
So now they
they're at 20.
Oh no, excuse me. The Pacers
have
the next game.
At home
Sunday.
Against the Grizzlies.
Overall, they're 13-10 and 1 at home.
They're 22-26
over under. They're
19-31.
They
go
are
under
13-13. They're actually
so
a lot
keep that in mind.
They go
and they are
the total has gone under
in
5-13-13
on
the road.
Games.
Against the spread, they're
6-16
at home.
So and
then
they're
29-19 over under. So the opposite.
I missed the Pacers
when it comes
game.
To
let me get back
the over unders. The Knicks more games under.
Oh no, excuse
whereas,
me. The Pacers,
the Pacers
at home
they
Sunday
go over often. They've
against
gone,
the Grizzlies
gone over in 15 of their last 22.
They're
games,
22-26,
and they,
but against the spread, they're on the road. They are
13-13.
In
their
last
19
a lot
games.
Better on the road.
So that's
they are
that's also worth
the
noting.
13-13
and
on the
then
road.
We got what
against
the
spread.
Bulls,
they're
6-16
the
game
week from.
And then they're 29-19 over under.
The,
so the opposite for them.
But it's next
Monday. To,
they're at home.
The over unders.
The
Knicks more games
to,
under.
Whereas
the Pacers.
So we got to figure out
they
what we're
go
doing.
Over. They've gone. Toll's gone over
and,
15 of their
Bulls,
last 22 games.
They are
and they but
16-6
against
the
spread
on
the road.
So that's
in their last 19 games
for the Grizzlies.
That's also
is,
worth noting.
23-25
and
in the
over
under.
What? They have
the
three
Bulls,
straight wins against
that is
the
final
spread.
Game.
But they're 1-6 straight up at the recording.
They're
1-6
on Monday.
Games.
They're at home.
The total is
a little
gone
bit of
under
late
in 10 of their last
8 o'clock.
Games.
So
they're
6-2
against the
doing.
Spread
in
their last 8 games on the road.
And the Bulls, they are.
No, that's a lot of information.
16-6 against the spread.
We're writing it down.
But so that's not
what I gather it from the the Grizzlies. Depending on what the spread is, I guess. Over 23 and 25 in the over-under. The they have three straight wins against the spread. The Grizzlies
against Indiana.
And, but they're 1-6 straight up at the spread.
They're 1-6 in their last seven
other
games.
Other than that, I guess it just comes down to
under in 10 of their last the lines 14 are. Games.
Yeah, I
they're
6-2
against the spread
under,
in their last eight games on the
just
road.
Because they are a top defense. And they're not going to let you score.
No, that's a lot of information there. The paint, hopefully you're writing
Robinson,
it down.
Who,
but what I gather it from the most
is an excellent rim protector.
Over for the Indiana game, under for the Knicks
the
game.
Pacers,
and then
bet
the Grizzlies against Indiana.
The numbers are
saying
something different.
They've been pretty bad against the spread.
Almost against the Pacers at that point.
Other
yeah,
than that,
yeah,
I guess
we don't
it
know
just comes down
to Jaren's coming back. You know, we're assuming it's the end of the month.
Right,
yeah, I would probably definitely hammer the Knicks come down to just because they are a top defense.
He could be
they keep
bad
about it, though.
Score very easily.
Yeah, I'm sick of Morant.
They've got Mitchell Robinson
teasing us with all these.
If he's healthy,
these unicorns.
Unicorn and stopwatch. Or whatever, it's like, come on, dude.
The pace
we all know
again scares me, but it's, you know the numbers are
here's my question.
Different. We'll be at full strength.
He
almost
he's going to do this 8 months
at that point. You know we don't know.
Does he go on a minute restriction?
Back. You know we're assuming it's the end of the month because that's just what it you know comes down to.
I think he's going to be on a minute restriction.
But why?
He could keep tweeting about it though. So
yeah, I'm sick of Morant. Sitting there and teasing us
be.
With all these.
I have no rival reason to believe that.
Unicorn
or the other.
I just think that's the way it's going
like,
to be, just
on,
because
dude.
Of the way things
we all
have
know.
Gone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's my question. That's not going to sit well with the.
He's
going to
do
Twitter
this
folks.
8 months. Does he go on a minute restriction? Or do you
right,
turn loose?
We are like 5 minutes from tip of the
I think
Gonzaga Baylor National Championship game.
But why? You sat him out this long.
Gonzaga. I just think that's the way it's going to
yeah.
be. I have no rhyme or reason to believe that.
If Baylor
one way
wins,
or the other.
There's
I just think that's the way it's
going to
be just because
of
the way
the bracket challenge
have gone.
That would take first place.
I don't know.
So I need Gonzaga to that's not gonna bring it on home with the Twitter folks. I just think they are Baylor has to have
like,
all three of their guards
5 minutes
on
from
to have a
tip
chance.
Of the Gonzaga Baylor National Championship game.
If you have to rely
you got
on three different players to be at their best
Gonzaga.
On a big stage
yeah.
like that,
I think it's a lot to ask.
If Baylor wins, there's
Gonzaga,
somebody
I mean,
that's in striking distance
when
the,
Jalen
the bracket
Suggs
challenge that would like
take
third
first
place.
Score.
So I need Gonzaga
to go for
to third
to bring it on home for me.
I just think
they are.
But I will say this: just
if Gonzaga doesn't do it,
Baylor has to
I
have all
the
three guards
win.
On. To have a chance.
No, I agree with you on that. I mean, I was surprised when I was watching the game the other night. I didn't even realize
best,
what was
on,
it, they're only their
on
second
a big
final
stage
four
like that. I
this
had
year,
a lot to ask,
I believe.
But
they're always
Gonzaga.
Good.
I mean,
yeah.
When Jalen Suggs is your
yeah,
like, third leading scorer,
it felt like you know they were the first one of those mid-major
30?
Cinderella stories way back
just,
when.
There's just a
but
lot.
This is, I think that's right.
But I will say this: if
Gonzaga
doesn't do it tonight, it sounds right.
It was
no,
mind-blowing.
I agree
about
with
how
you on that. I mean, I was surprised when Final Four.
I was watching the game the other night. I didn't even realize
well,
what was they're
was,
only their
I was
second
slow
Final
pitch
Four
softball,
this year,
Savannah,
I believe.
Tennessee, but they're
always,
not
good
until like midnight.
Yeah.
And when I go and look at the score
yeah,
and
so
see that
it
was,
it felt
an
like you know they were the first one of those
beaker.
Mid-major Cinderella stories.
I thought Gonzaga was just
way back when,
because
but this is I think that's right. They're only their second Final Four.
Yeah, I think. Honestly,
right.
it was.
I think the fact that they were tested.
It was mind blowing about how
bad news for Baylor. I think if Gonzaga had rolled through another one,
well, I was
Baylor could have snuck up on them.
I was playing slow pitch softball,
but
and
I don't think they're going
to
be able to sneak up on them this
Saturday.
Because
and I didn't get home
till
like midnight.
Just did that to them,
and
they'll be ready for
when
it.
When I go and look at the score and see that it was an overtime win by a buzzer beater, I was in shock.
I know they're kind of young-ish,
because
program wise,
every game they've had has been double digit win.
Mark Few just doing it, you know.
And
yeah,
I think,
more or less,
honestly,
but still,
I think the fact
that
they
was
were tested in that game
that was just
is
their second
bad
final
news for Baylor.
This is.
I think if
you
Gonzaga
had
rolled through another
just
one,
pure
Baylor
irony.
Could have snuck up on them.
What?
But my Twitter troll,
I don't think they're going to be able to sneak
his
up
favorite
on them
team is
this
Gonzaga.
Time because UCLA just did that to them, and they'll be ready for it.
And I need Gonzaga to win.
Yeah, this is their second Final Four ever. Hey, which are both rooting for the same team tonight. I know they're kind of young-ish, like – program wise, I think
if
the loss is going to hurt him,
you
know,
more than you, though,
more or less. But
oh,
if you're a fan,
yeah.
That was mind blowing
for
to
me.
Me
it's an inconsequential.
This is
circumstance or whatever he wanted
just
to say
pure
to me about
irony being in first place.
What
my Twitter troll,
see, my team got bounced
his favorite
first
team is Gonzaga
tournament. So I'll get that heartbroken.
And our team got back in the first round of the NIT. So,
hey, we're both rooting for the same team.
All right, you know, so, you win the NIT,
yeah,
you
go same
for
team.
The future, and you know,
the loss is going to hurt him a little.
Transfers
more
the next day.
Oh, significant.
You're a fan. Hey,
yeah, one of them transferred to Ole Miss. Probably it's an inconsequential one on DJ's list. Circumstance or whatever
they got some good,
you wanted
they got
to say to me about
guys coming in
being in first
fine.
Place. Yeah, well,
and see, my team got will. Bounced in the first round of the
we'll see.
Tournament. So,
it won't
yeah,
hurt
we'll
my,
I'll get that
it
heartbroken.
Won't hurt my feelings if they're not. My team got bounced in the first round of the NIT. So,
hey, as long as Tennessee takes care of business in Nashville,
it's all right. You know, you win the NIT, you build for
yeah, I think
the future,
Ole Miss and Memphis
and, you know,
might
have that future transfers the next day.
Hey, it'd be fun. And one of them transferring to Ole Miss, probably. DJ Ole Miss is number one on DJ's list. Anything you want to throw out
they
there?
They got some good. They got some good guys coming in though. They'll be fine.
Oh, man, hopefully,
we're talking
about
a
we'll
positive
see.
Week.
It won't
yeah,
hurt
this
my,
week.
It won't hurt my feelings if they're not
because they need. I think.
Hey,
as long as Tennessee takes care of business in Nashville against them, I'm fine.
Who knows? We could be talking about Jeremy.
Yeah, I think
Ole
Miss
too.
And Memphis.
Oh, that'd be
might
fantastic.
Play next year.
I don't remember.
We'll definitely have to consider.
They got us last time
podcasting
them,
live during the Chicago game next Monday. Due to
anything
the,
you want to throw out there before we
the late ish tip.
No, man. Hopefully,
yeah.
Shout
out
talking
to
about a,
Terrence
a
Davis for his 27-point performance for Sacramento Kings off the bench. South Haven High School alum.
They need to go 3-2 at least.
So good for him.
Who knows? We could be talking about Jerry returning.
He's not
too.
Had
Let's
the best situation.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
His choices, what he's
yeah.
got going on.
We'll definitely have to
come back
consider
and maintain
a
podcasting
successful
live
NBA
during
career.
The Chicago game next Monday.
He's the only Ole Miss player in the NBA
the
right now.
Tip.
So we need him to
shout out to
figure his
Terrence
Davis for his 27. Point performance
yeah.
for Sacramento Kings off the bench.
5-0 week.
South Haven High
School.
Alum.
We're going to win all five.
Local boy.
All
so
right.
Good for
I'm
him.
Not
going to
bet that, but
he's not had the best situation because of some of his choices.
I'll bet on money line every game. And if
he's able to overcome that,
I come out
and
a loser
a
on Monday,
NBA
I'm coming
career.
For you.
Coming for me.
Well,
he's the only
if we go with your prediction,
in the NBA
you should come
right
out
now,
with more
so.
Money than you lose if you go 3-2, right?
We need him to.
Yeah. Oh, it depends on the line if I'm playing money line.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
for
a week
for Ben,
I'm calling it,
Justin,
we're going to win all five of the episode of the 3 and D pod.
All right.
I'm not going to bet that, but
I'll bet on money line every game. And if I come out a loser on Monday, I'm coming for you.
Coming for me. Well, if we go with your prediction, you should come out with more money than you lose if you go 3-2, right?
Yeah. Oh, it depends on the line if I'm taking money line.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, for Ben, I'm Justin. This has been another episode of the 3 and D pod.